This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so let me try to mix in the Darius Slay stuff. We're going to get to the governor at the bottom of the hour. Gretchen Whitmer will speak. Big news today locally. All the work your kids have been doing and all the work the teachers have been putting in to get the curriculum ready and all the work the parents have done to try to teach their kids, none of it's going to count. What does it all mean? I have no idea, because they didn't release what it all means. They just tell you none of it matters. Incredible. I'm hoping the governor speaks about that at 4:30. The Darius Slay stuff really is kind of my final frontier. I think I've very accurately over the years pegged Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn for what they are. I think I've given you information, if you read between the lines on certain things, that they are not well liked, that people don't want to play here. People can't wait to get out of here. Those aren't groundbreaking things, but I've given you certain players before it's gone out. And Darius Slay is obviously not breaking news, but what he said is a fascinating look into the utter meatheadedness that Matt Patricia probably exhibits. The egomaniac football coach of "I did these things," except the grown men you're talking to recognize you haven't done anything. Bill Belichick did lots of things. Darius Slay yesterday saying, he told me in front of a whole team in the team meeting room, showed clips of me in practice getting the ball caught on me. I posted a picture of a wide receiver on social media and he told me, stop sucking this man's bleep. So I'm like, whoa, hold up. Where I'm from, that don't fly, because I would never say it to him. I wouldn't say him to stop you know what to Bill Belichick. I wouldn't do that. That's not me as a man. That's disrespectful. There's also a quote, and I'm paraphrasing, where basically Patricia told Slay, stop working out with guys like Richard Sherman. They're elite. You're not. I mean, if it's Bill Belichick, you're going to take that. But Matt Patricia is a nobody. He's a nobody. He was tucked tightly under Belichick's wing for 14 years. You're a nobody. The last time we saw you in New England, your defense was getting thrown into a garbage disposal. You're a nobody. You walked in and went 6-10. Nobody. You followed that up with 3-12-1. Nobody. You're nothing in this league. You've done nothing. The Patriot tree, there is no Patriot tree. Anytime a Patriot coach gets hired, they suck. You're just the latest in a long line of lollipops. You suck. Darius Slay speaks for a lot of players. And whether it was Glover Quinn telling you how bad it was, whether it's Quandre Diggs, whether it's Darius Slay, whether it's Glasgow not wanting to come back, how many guys have got to say it before you turn around and go, Matt Patricia should be fired? I mean, really. I mean, Golden Tate took to social media. He wasn't the perfect guy. Bottom line, he came out and just said it. You express yourself, they're going to get rid of you or hold it against you. I mean, they're playing pretend over here. all in what? In the name of establishing their culture? Joke's on you, fellas. You can't replicate your culture. You're not Belichick and you're not Brady. That's the secret. It ain't got nothing to do with you. I mean, Quinn and Patricia are destroying this franchise. And remember something. Players talk. Players talk a lot. You know what the word on the street is with your Lions? Nobody wants to come here. Nobody. And you can't say that in years prior. There have been a lot of years of Lions football. And good players will leave good teams and take your money and come here. There's no doubt about it, right? Newsflash. Detroit has quickly become the last rung on the ladder. Nobody wants to be here. If you got options, you probably won't be. So what Quinn Tricia has reduced this franchise to is signing Patriots and getting the occasional grotesque overpay from someone approaching 30 years old. Or maybe the Eagles' fourth-string tackle that you had to pay $50 million to. It's really, it's quite stunning until you realize the Fords own this team. I mean, it's not hard if you're remotely plugged into the NFL to know that people don't want to play here. People don't have respect for Matt Patricia. They don't want to play for him. They don't want to come here. Can you imagine being the owner of this garbage and you don't know? Or even worse, you don't care. I mean, think about it. You run a company and nobody wants to work for the people you've put in charge. And what, you're going to plead ignorance that you didn't know? So you either don't know, Martha, or you don't care. Neither is acceptable. But it's just so clear. It is crystal clear. What Quinn Tricia are, it's remarkable they were allowed to stay for a third year until you consider who the owner is. It's totally embarrassing. I mean, that type of stuff with a coach and a player, I mean, if you're a legendary coach, and this isn't whether you should or shouldn't, I'm just talking about whether you can get away with it. I mean, if you've got a couple Super Bowl rings that you personally won, maybe. If you're a former player turned coach, maybe. But I got news for you. It's 2020. This ain't Friday Night Lights. This ain't the 1970s. You don't talk to grown men that way. You don't talk to your players that way. Now, you want to be demanding? You want to get after it? You want to challenge guys? That's one thing. But when you start rolling into a locker room in 2019, 2018, whatever it may be, and you're going to take to task your best defensive player and tell him to stop hanging off some guy's ding-ding, I got news for you. You got a real problem on your hands.
Crazy.
Because you've just lost your room. That's the reality.
And it's like, how many former players do we need to come out and say this, too? It's whether it's Patricia shows up late to meetings to prove a point. Whether it's Patricia just thinking that he's the smartest guy in the room. It's not going to end well. I can tell you that right now. And I'm sure after this report comes out that Patricia will have to have a conversation with ownership potentially about this. But I don't know. It's former players are going to talk, and they're going to be continuing to go on social media, in the press, say bad stuff about the Lions. This doesn't help anything. It's not going to help recruit any free agent player unless you overpay for them or unless they're a Patriot.
Desmond Trufant, over the age of 30, Atlanta didn't want him. Hasn't been good in 2 years. Jamie Collins, 31 years old. Paid $1 million last year because he was so bad in Cleveland. You paid him 10, right?
Yep.
Look around. You're only able to sign the old. You're only able to sign the Patriots. Nobody else is going to bother coming here. Nobody else is going to bother dealing with this nonsense.
Well, and I know some people have said, well, come on, it's locker room talk. That's what happens. The point is, you got to know that you're pissing off your players. You can't just go call guys out like that for no reason. The whole thing about about, oh, you're not elite. Why are you hanging out with Richard Sherman and Aqib Talib?
Yeah,
why,
like that?
Why do you even? And I know that the headline, the thing that's getting headlines, of course, is the remark about, you know, sucking whatever. But to say that to one of your players, hey, why the hell are you working out with Aqib Talib and Richard Sherman? You're not them. You're not elite. It just makes no sense to me. Because if anything, wouldn't you encourage players? Of course, work out with guys that are better. It's going to make you better in anything
in
life.
I'll tell you what it is, though, Mike. It's a cheap motivational tactic by a guy who's playing pretend. Bill Belichick can say that. You can. You're playing pretend.
Yeah.
That's all that is. He walked in the door like Tommy Tough Guy. You guys are nothing. This is how we did it in New England. I got rings. I mean, but please. I mean, it's just laughable to me.
I really laughable. I really do just wonder, and we don't have a crystal ball here, but I wonder how it all ends. Because I am really starting to get the belief that this is going to be the last year. And sure, he already should be gone by now, and I think a lot of people agree with that, but I mean, come on. There's no way that he lasts another year in addition to this upcoming one, right? The exception of going 11-5.
Boy, I'll tell you, it's Mike. Anything's possible with Lions ownership. That's what I can tell you. It's like Kevin Garnett once said: "Anything is possible."
But, okay. Well, yes, Mike, and I agree with that, but. I'll take it to this level, too, with what we've talked about with Lions ownership and with Martha Ford in the past.
Where's Keyboard Cat when you need him?
I think that Mrs. Ford wants the high-character people. We've talked about this with Kareem Hunt or with Joe Mixon and stuff like that. So I got to imagine that Martha Ford, when she's reading this report and reading what Patricia said to Slay, I can't imagine she's happy about that, knowing how what her beliefs are on high character. I can't imagine this is going to go over well on the ownership level. So if he's already on a short leash, and then you have this thing coming out, I think he's on extremely thin ice.
Sounds good to me. I mean, he's terrible. What do you want me to say? Mike, there's nothing I can say that I haven't already said about it. I've said it from the beginning, and I've been all over it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, what am I going to tell you?
Let me give you a quick piece of update news on the governor's speech, and I know you have to take care of some business, as you say.
Oh, hey now.
So people are posting out and reporting that Governor Whitmer was on CNN. I think it was at 3:20, so a little less than an hour ago. She was on CNN and was hinting that she will be aggressive. She had mentioned that she's been talking to New York and California about their thought process going to the completely stay at home. I don't want to say the other words because people get mad at that. But it should be an interesting press conference 15 minutes from now, because if she's talking to them and hinting at taking an aggressive measure, we could definitely see something come down here in the next half hour.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it because I'm hoping it provides some answers. All right, 97.1. So we are about 10 minutes away from the governor's press conference. We will take it live, hear what she has to say. Big issue earlier, still needs a lot of explaining. None of the curriculum teachers put forth, none of the work your kids have done, none of the time you've spent so far educating your kids at home is going to count. What does it all mean? I don't know, because they didn't give the answer, which is doubly stupid to make that announcement without any answers. Sully, ticket text first as we've blended in a little bit of sports. Go ahead, Mike.
Now the Monday night Jets game makes sense. Now I get it. Patricia should never have been here. It's all been bad from the start.
Correct. And what they're doing is they're trying to get rid of every damn good player you got with the misguided attitude of once we get our guys in here, they'll all fall in line.
Someone's asking, Sully, are you guys live streaming Whitmer? It's not called live streaming, but yes, we will carry it. Yep, absolutely we will. So you'll hear that here. Mike, do you think Governor Whitmer will be announcing a mandatory shelter-in-place policy coming up here? What's your take on it?
I've thought it for a while, but here's my point, guys. You can't let the verbiage scare you. It really doesn't change a whole lot of what we're already doing. Now, look, I haven't left my house in days. I've only left for an essential thing such as the grocery store 5 days ago. I walk the dog. Not a big deal. But shelter in place is that. One of my best friends lives in San Francisco. They're sheltering in place. They still walk the dog. They still go to the grocery store. And they're working from home. I'm good with whatever happens. I've expected we'd be going to that, so I've been doing it anyways.
Yep. Here's another text about Slay. Mike, we've all been in locker rooms before. Do you think there's any way Patricia was trying to just mess around with Slay, but it wasn't well received?
I mean, there's a chance for everything, but I know too much about how this guy acted when he got here. And no, it wasn't messing around. That's who this guy is. Well, who he pretends to be, because he's a totally different guy when he's away from everybody else.
Add this to the grocery list of reasons the regime should have been fired long ago. I think they're clowns, Mike.
I agree. I totally agree. And I've said it now. If this doesn't work, you're looking at this being an expansion team. It's going to be a roster that's been gutted. I mean, gutted of A-level talent. It'll be Patriot castoffs who, hey, these guys only fit in our system. Well, good. Nobody else runs it. So that's going to be a huge problem. And you won't have any building blocks. Because you don't draft well.
Mike, do you think there's any chance that Patricia would get fired in the offseason?
No.
If more players come forward about some other garbage?
No, I don't.
It
would take outright scandal.
Yeah, and I get that point. I get the texter's point. If more players were to come out with details and a bunch of other stuff, a culture type thing, but that would really take a lot, I think.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. Let's go to Matt 97.1. What's up, Matty?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Matt, I'm great. What's on your mind?
Listen, I have a family member that actually has been in that locker room for the past few years.
A siren.
And I've been hearing this thing. I knew the siren was coming. But I actually heard about this, that they didn't respect him as a human very early on. It was everything he did, whether it was show up late to meetings, mm-hmm. whether it was running them around, whether it was him tearing apart other coaches. They just felt he had no respect for anyone. And he lost them at that point, and he never got them back. There was no way he was going to get them back after the way
right.
he treated them at the beginning.
And it's why they've systematically gutted this roster. Because you weren't getting those guys back.
And there's still guys on this roster from the beginning that I know of that they still don't respect them as a human being, but they're still just collecting their checks. I mean, it is what it is.
Yep. I agree totally. No, there's no disagreement. And I think if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know I've been all over it. And I've been accurate about it. Let's go to John on a cell, 97.1. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Mike, what's up, buddy? How's it going?
Johnny, talk to me. What's going on?
Hey, I'm calling from Virginia, Mike. I work from home. I've been doing that for a number of years. And
yeah.
Right now, I feel kind of fortunate for that arrangement, to be honest. We have it better than most people do. But, you know, kids home. Our kids' spring break was supposed to start today and go through next week. We were supposed to be on a plane tomorrow to Disney, so dealing with that fallout. But also just trying to figure out how to keep them occupied and kind of out of my office best I can.
Yeah, what are you doing? I mean, like, and again, the situation in Virginia, you guys closed schools a week ago?
Yeah, so two-week lockdown on school starting this week. No new directions beyond that 2 weeks. And the way our school district is handling it here is it's basically extended spring break. So this week, you know, that's just what they said, no virtual classes, no learning from teachers, no nothing like that, so... beyond that, we don't know.
Yeah, but and your wife feel like? I mean, look, I've talked to my wife about it. I don't think the kids are going back. That's just how I feel.
No. We're prepared for them to be home for the next 6 to 8 weeks. You know, and our school year ends pretty early before Memorial Day. They go back pretty early too in August. So,
how are you handling the work end of it? How do you keep the kids out of the office?
Well, so. We've been trying to kind of figure out a way every night. We're researching things. We have some websites they've used for school already, so they have those resources. And you know, the kids have been on the NASA website and some other websites and do the best we can. So each night we're trying to figure out what works, and it's kind of a learning process, to be honest. So
yeah. Well, I think the other thing, too, John, John, maybe I'm too optimistic about it, but I kind of feel like everyone knows that the world's a pretty messed up place right now. I'd like to believe that, God forbid, you know, Junior comes in and makes a noise, that the person on the other end of the line would understand what everyone's dealing with, You know what I mean? Like, we're swimming in different waters now.
Oh, yeah, it happened one day this week. I was on a meeting. My kid came in soaking wet head to toe. They were squirting each other with water guns. Told everyone on the phone what happened. They cracked up. So
good. Well, everyone listen, gets I think with a little bit of empathy, we can go a long way with the new way of doing business. John, I appreciate it. Stay safe. Let's be timely, Mike, in case the governor's on time. We'll carry Governor Gretchen Whitmer's press conference next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.